Good morning, everybody.
Morning,
good
Pam.
Good morning. So good to hear you.
See ya. Welcome to the Sunday morning discussion Sunday school class at Wings Christian Fellowship. We are so glad you're all here. And I don't know where we left off last week because I missed the Sunday school class last week. So who would like to fill us in on where we are?
Verse 12.
Verse 12 in Matthew chapter 5. Okay. Clyde, would you open us up in a word of prayer?
Precious Lord, we thank you for the body of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Because the body allows you to know. Of course, we know you're with us, but it's nice to know that we have many members that are with us too.
Yes, Lord.
Be glorified this morning that we have the privilege and the honor to lift your name with every breath we breathe. We praise the name of Jesus. So, Lord, this morning, we invite the Holy Spirit to come. Sit with us. Lead us into all truth. Mm-hmm. And, Father, we'll give you all the glory. Yes. It's in Jesus' precious name that we ask this. And we thank you for doing it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen.
Who's reading today?
Pick a winner.
I am. All right.
Buddy's eating his donut. You got to do it.
Chapter 5.
I stumbled through it last week.
You know how to make it work, don't you?
Chapter 5 in Matthew, and I'm starting to read at 13. How far do you want me to go?
You're going to be in charge.
Start with 12. Mm-hmm. All right. Starting at 12.
Okay.
Be glad and supremely joyful, for your reward in heaven is great, strong, and intense. For in this same way, people persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, its strength, its quality, how can its saltiness be restored? It is not good for anything any longer but to be thrown out and trodden underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do men light a lamp and put it under a peck measure, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds, and recognize and honor and praise and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to do away with or undo the law or the prophets, but I have come not to do away with or undo, but to complete and fulfill them. Truly, I tell you, until the sky and earth pass away and perish, not one smallest letter nor one little hook identifying certain Hebrew letters will pass from the law until all things it foreshadows are accomplished. Whoever then breaks or does away with or relaxes one of the least important of these commandments and teaches men so to, shall be called least important in the kingdom of heaven. But he who practices them and teaches others to do so shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
One more verse.
For I tell you, unless your righteousness, your uprightness, and your right standing with God is more than that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. The scribes and the Pharisees. scribes and the Pharisees to be there. They didn't have righteousness or...
They were troublemakers.
They were.
Go ahead.
I don't think we have a clue how to rejoice.
Keep going.
I'm saying that from, I believe, experience in it, and exceedingly glad. There's a purpose for that. There's a purpose beyond us for that. It's the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ will bring that. And it should come from the very depths of our heart, outward. When the kids were here, I said, let me show you how to praise the Lord. And I said, first of all, we got to surrender to His presence. I said, He delights in that. And I said, and then as we're doing this, we're doing it because He's here with us. And He's here for us. And we're not worthy. We're not worthy to even know that. But I said, but as you rejoice into the Lord, I said, don't be surprised if that small, still voice that lives within you starts to come vocal, and a sound will come out of you that will glorify the living God beyond worship. Beyond worship. So when it says right there in the 12th verse, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, and I said, yeah, for the great is your reward in heaven. For He's also saying, because they persecuted the prophets which were before you. So He said, I want you to know this has all been done before you. Okay? So we're, like we're talking about the neighbors. I mean, this world that we're living in. Mm-hmm. There's nothing new under the sun, and I'm saying S-U-O-N, that hasn't already been done. So we're living in exactly the time, the perfect time that God wants us to be here. But we're of the generation... We're of that generation that get to step up to the plate, identify with the living God, that He is God, our God is God. And so our rejoicing, our exceeding glad will be acceptable to Him no matter what's going on. Does that make sense?
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Now, when is He saying to do that? Look at verse 11. He says, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for My sake, for My sake. See, that jumped out at me just then too, for My sake. Because He says, because if your righteousness back there in 20, if your righteousness is not if your righteousness shall not exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, then when you go back right here to this that we were just reading, it says I lost it. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. It's the righteousness of God. That's our only righteousness. And if we have that self-righteousness or that the self. I hate that self.
I think we need to hear the word falsely. Mm-hmm. Because there's a note down here. It says falsely, in deceitful fashion. And it said, then we need to remember, for My sake. It's not about us. It's about Him that is penetrating our being and living through us. So we should find no offense when they do that. You know who finds offense? The flesh.
I'm sorry, who?
The flesh.
Yes.
I mean, really? I mean, somebody speaks something evil about you or says something that pierces your heart, we should ask ourselves, does that pierce God's heart?
The other part of it is, if they say all manner of evil against you truly, then they're justified.
Well, and I like the part about you, all the things that he's saying we are. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. You know, but there's a process. So the light and the salt have to do with the soul. I always like to think of myself as a triune being, the flesh. And then there's the soul, which is the self, the will, the emotions, the anxiety, that kind of stuff. That part of us is the processing of the Lord. That needs to be processed to come into maturity. And when we see him as he is, we will be like him. And how is he? He is spirit, and he is truth. He is light. Y'all are the salt of the earth, but you still have some, you know, saltiness to develop before you can satisfy.
You have to listen to my message.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Last week?
I spoke last week. It's very short, but...
I was reading the other day, and it keeps coming to me, because I've been having a little bit of anxiety about all this stuff that's happening, and there's been, in Psalm 121, I will lift up mine eyes to which cometh my help. I will. That's part of the soul again. You know, the spirit that's in us, there's only one spirit in the entire universe, in the entire creation. It's God, the spirit of Christ, the spirit of God, the living and true God. And that's the spark that lives within us. When we talk about the soul, that is a completed work. Now, therefore, ye are the children of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we see him as he is, we'll be like him. That's such a great comfort. We know, but in the meantime, there's still processing to be done.
Yes.
In the soulish realm, and when I read that Psalm 121, I will lift up mine eyes. Will, my will is part of my soul. That's something that's being processed. Until my will becomes his will, until everything I do becomes the thing that pleases him. Abba, Father, I will be your son indeed. I love that processing part, but I love even more knowing that the foundation of that processing part is a completed work done.
I will. Don't you think that's an ongoing process from the time you say it and the time it's met?
Oh, yeah.
And I believe God would have us know that's not a whole long time. Mm-hmm. It begins when you confess it. And then he amens it and becomes it. Mm-hmm. I was going to tell you on the 13th, let's see, wait a minute. I'm sorry, 14th verse, mm-hmm. where it says, ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. I went to Philippians 2:15, and it says in here, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we've ever seen the world as it is, this is the one we get to shine as lights of.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm thinking, oh man.
Never been a day like this day today.
Well, I'm going to go back to what you said at the very beginning. We don't know how, do we not, don't know how to rejoice. And I think, and you said, what do you think causes that? And I said, my thought is my self-consciousness. So I'm looking at, I went back a little bit here, and in the lesson part of this, it's got the Beatitudes, and then it's got the clashing values. Poor in spirit, pride and personal independence. Mourning, happiness at any cost. Meekness, power. Righteousness, pursuing personal needs. Mercy, strength without feeling. Pure in heart, deception is acceptable. Peacemaker, personal peace is pursued without for concern of others. Persecuted, weak commitments. That's all self-consciousness, where we decide, you know, we're not relying on the Lord.
Right.
We're relying on our own selves to do it. And I like the last one where it says weak commitments, because that's the easiest one to fall into.
Can I comment on what Mike just said? When we're not relying on the Lord and we're relying on that flesh, there's too many scriptures that says when we quit relying on the Lord and we rely on the flesh, we should realize we're being misled by death. We're denying the truth and we're being led by death, because that life will bring us to no honor to Him, for sure. And I'm glad that you said all that, because that's exactly how it is. I'm saying, we got to deny ourselves, take up the cross, take up that which we know is valuable to God, the cross, and walk. I mean, come on, everybody in here knows that we don't walk alone. We've never walked alone. As long as we've been on earth, we've never walked alone. I love when Oscar says, from the foundation of the world, where we were already created. Being honest with you, we're just coming to that knowledge that the ones before us didn't come to. You remember before Jesus, all those that they talk in Hebrews 11, they came in by faith, not knowing, that's what it says, not having remembrance of that which was, you know, not having received, I should say that, because the received is God, is Jesus, their reward. But yet, you know what? They're still in the heavenly host, still going, I love the day that you're in. And you know what? Because they get to become part of that day. I mean, they didn't die in vain.
Hallelujah. That's another one that has been coming to me, and I know to Mike too, because we talked about it. You were talking about all those in Hebrews 11, but Hebrews 12, 1.
Yeah, I know it.
Amen. Therefore, seeing we are also encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. That's that body of Christ that you prayed in your prayer this morning. The body of Christ that's circling us.
Well, I think we ought to, not today, but I think in our own lives, we ought to realize that the body of Christ, I was telling people, I said, you had no idea how many people prayed for you. And I got like this, I got an idea how many people prayed for me.
Uh-huh.
And they go, what? I said, well, over 200. Uh-huh. I said, several churches. Chuck and me went to some friends passed away, this, and there's a lot of different churches there. And everybody come up, oh, we've been praying for you. And I go like this, I mean, you know, of course I'm talking about not this week, but the week before. Uh-huh. And I had three real good friends pass away. And one of them I didn't even know he passed away. But the whole thing is, God is in control. I don't think we have a need to know everything. I've heard Oscar say it so many times. I would gladly trade the things I know for the things I don't know. I would too, but only if the Spirit leads us there to find that out. I mean.
I think that you and Mike have the same sermon today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
I always tell people that's a witness.
Yes.
I said, we should look for witnesses. Mm-hmm. I mean, haven't you ever felt the Holy Spirit moving upon somebody else that you want to, I want to go talk to them. The lady that come visit you visited me twice. Kathy. At the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Lisa.
Miss Bright and Shining Star.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't
I mean, my goodness. I told her, I said, you know, she went away and I go like this, really? And she turned around and came right back. And she goes like this. She said, I got something to tell you. I go, go ahead.
Praise God.
And she goes like this. She said, God is so good. Uh-huh. And I said, well, you got my attention. And I said, but the truth is, she goes, yeah, the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to gather the people together to worship and honor God in truth and in that spirit. I said, when that happens, the world will know. I mean, they, you know, I've heard it over the radio, and I haven't seen it on TV, but I've heard it over the radio years ago when somebody was meeting down Kentucky at a certain place, and they started to have church, and the Holy Spirit come upon them, and they had church. I think 2 weeks later, they were still having church. They hadn't moved, I mean, as far as leaving. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, a lot of people started showing up, you know, what is this thing? Well, you know, can this be real? And, you know, God is willing to show himself as the real God when the need is that much that he appears unto them. And for all those that have children and grandchildren and stuff like that, I would tell you, there is a day appointed unto man that they will come to that day because God will be raising up in them and the Holy Spirit will draw them. Anyway, God's good.
God is so good all the time. Father, we just praise you. I've gotten myself into a mess in the last 24 hours of anxiety and wanting what I want and feeling like if I, with this physical problem, and if I don't get what I want, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And then the anxiety. And then I can't sleep. And then, and you know what I'm doing? I'm calling God a liar. If I don't get what I want, praise God, because that means that's not what God wants.
Well, before you came back here, I was telling these two, I said, God, I asked, you know, I was on the operating table, I said, I ask your will be done. And I also confess, I don't know what that is. I said, if it's your will to take me, you take me. I said, if it's not, you do whatever. But if you take me, comfort my family. And let the doctor not take blame. Mm-hmm. Because so many people, you get to love each other. Mm-hmm. And loving each other. Is there forgiveness among God's people? Is there true forgiveness? My brother and me was talking the other day. I know I'm interrupting the class. But if the Holy Spirit, I've been asking the Holy Spirit to come on two people, and I won't mention their names. But Chuck goes, I pray that they come on, he comes on one. He said, because if he comes on one, that one will be broken, have a humble heart, go to the other, and the Holy Spirit will work right there in the midst of both of them. He said, sometimes we ask too much. He said, but God answers the prayer. And so I said, that's what I'm going to pray for now. One, I don't care which one. People been asking me, you know, because we're here. I mean, I'm talking about this building, this location. Mm-hmm. Well, how in the world did you get behind between Jehovah's Witness and the Sikh Society? Handheld to God.
Jesus hung between two thieves. And I said, and one of them got saved. I don't know the purpose here, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's basically it. Mm-hmm. We get to lead one to the Lord. You know what? And I don't care which one. Mm-hmm. No offense.
You know, Kathy, how you were saying you're we're crying out, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. It's exactly the words I used when he had his first heart attack. And I was in a state of fear and worry too. And the Lord said to me, it was like he was standing there going, you have a Savior.
Hallelujah.
And I was like, that's all it took.
The night last night.
It's like, hello, McFly.
Exactly.
I can do this part.
I'm here.
Praise God. That's
but that goes nice. Back to what I said before. That's where self-consciousness kicks in. And all of a sudden, we think our strong commitment to the Lord is, all of a sudden it's not so strong.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're relying on, we're thinking about what's going to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's if you're living on this earth and you're going through the stuff that we go through, when it comes, I don't care how deep your faith is. You are going to ask yourself, what's going to happen to me?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you know better.
Well, but don't you think that that's still God teaching us that through our strength, through our weakness, mm-hmm. there's strength going to appear in it?
Mm-hmm.
And he's the appearance of all the strength, of all the good, and all the knowledge, and all the power. And somehow, eventually, we find comfort in that?
Oh, I agree. I agree with everything you're saying.
I mean, if we don't want... I know people that are so proud it's hard to hear God when you don't close your own mouth. But God, I know, knows how to take care of that too. I've told people, I said, do you know why a lot of times God puts you on your back? I said, because now you're in the perfect position to look up. I said, because the scripture says, look up, and your strength draws nigh. And I said, so whatever it takes, even for all of us, for our will to break and his to penetrate.
Well, I will continue what I was saying. We may get to the point where we're saying, like Kath was saying, or what you were saying, Deb, what am I gonna do? And then our faith kicks in, and the reality is we're going to rely on the Lord.
Okay.
Randall, were you going to start speaking? I thought I heard you. Are you sure? Got something? Anything? Patty?
When I... when I was preparing for this week, I got to thinking about a lot of stuff that's gone on in our house in the last 7 months. And I can't remember saying to myself one time, what am I gonna do? I found myself just saying, Lord, help me here. And I found myself saying, if something was getting really bad, I'd say, Lord, take this away from me. And it's been quite a roller coaster for me. But it's all been good. I learned how to change bandages real good.
Dr. Mikey.
Yeah, in the middle of the night. When my eyes don't work, my brain's not working either.
Hallelujah, for God is good.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
You know, the other thing about this whole chapter, first 10 or 11 verses, is we should be thankful that we have the opportunity to experience every one of those.
Yeah. Blessed.
Because it's a growth process. It's God teaching us. You know, if we're poor in spirit, God's teaching us not to be that. If we're mourning, we seek his help. If we're meek, it's okay. You know, it's okay to be meek. It's okay to be meek in the spirit, because sometimes when you're at your lowest point, when you think you are, you're at your strongest point.
You know, there are things in the Bible that I never get tired of reading. One thing will click a memory of, or trigger, you know, something else. And when you were talking there about the Beatitudes and the things, you know, we should be thankful when those things happen, it reminded me of James. Count it all joy.
Yes.
Count it all joy when you fall into all kinds of different kinds of temptations. What does the other ones, the J.B. Phillips say? When these things happen, welcome them in as friends. Give them your favorite seat. Count it all joy. Knowing this, here's the reason why. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. Let patience have her perfect will, and you're going to be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And that means lacking nothing. Would you like to lack nothing? Oh, I would love to lack nothing. I mean it. There's a lot of things I want right now.
I think that God uses all these things that we're fortunate enough to go through.
Mm-hmm.
As stepping stones or steps to realize how much he loves us and how much he's in control of us. And situations don't change with God, because he's an unchanging God. You know, there's a scripture, I know there's lots of scripture, but there's a scripture, when having done all, and I stop to think, have we really done all? Because so many people want to get to the rest of that scripture. When having done all, stand. And stand again, and stand. I think in the standing position, we're probably not doing a whole lot, because everything else is finished. So having done all is a finished work. And us standing in his image, what it's all about.
Standing on his promises.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking at him again, and I'm looking, if you look at him, the first four are all I don't want to say negatives, but they're low points. Poor in spirit, mourn, meek, hunger and thirst for their low points. And look at the last four. Merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers.
Persecuted for righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Persecuted for righteousness. Mm-hmm. And the last one goes back the other way.
The first four is needy. That you're needing. You're in a place of need.
Right. Yeah, I couldn't think of a word, but that's right.
That's good.
You're in a place in need. And the last four are, you have the opportunity to help someone else who's in need.
You know, a lot of times I resented hearing people say, you know, God's always given you a choice. And they would say it's a free choice. And I go like this, yes. And I said, but with God, we need to learn that whatever choice we make, He is still merciful. His mercy don't go away. His blood that was shed on Calvary still don't dry up. I mean, He's the merciful God that created every one of us. Good, bad, indifferent. And I'm pretty sure I read the scripture something one day that says, why do you call me good? For there is none good but God. No offense, but none of us are good. But I'm glad we're all in the body of Christ.
I keep hearing in my spirit the words to that song, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face,
yes,
and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in many of the way that we believe, we're saying that Jesus said, you know, for 2 days, I'll be in the grave. On the third day, I'll lift him up. And I think that we do believe that we are in the third day, and there is a great understanding of what spirituality really is, and a growth coming to those who are looking for His appearance. If you look around our little circle of believers, what's happening? How many of us have been taken sick? How many of us? These are things that precede a growth. You know, my mom always said, I can always tell when a growth spurt is coming, because first they get and then they go. And you know, when we'd start to get a little bit chunky looking, it wouldn't be long, we'd thin out. And well, my brothers and sisters did either. God has His way of preparing us, and let's face it, guys, His ways are not our ways.
Sure.
I was just like floating on cloud nine before March 7th. I was so sure. I got it down pat now, God. Here I come. I'm growing. I'm ascending. I'm looking for the spirituality and this and that. And I thought I had it. I had it. I had it. Guess what? I had a big fall coming in my body. Not so much in my soul, and certainly not in God's Spirit that dwells within me. He has His way of growing us up, and it's not our way.
Kathy.
Yeah, go ahead.
This year, I don't know how many celebrations I've got
mm-hmm.
to do
mm-hmm.
that I get to do. But God has changed my view on a lot of things. Especially when we get to the cemetery. And I just say what I feel God wants me to say. I said, I want you to look around at all these cemeteries. Because as much as you see me today, them cemeteries are all going to empty one day. And I said, it ain't going to empty a lot. A lot of that dirt's just going to roll out of there. I said, because the dead in Christ shall rise first. I said, so don't thank people that have gone before us. It's such a sad thing. They've already prepared for that day. I said, but when you come out here, don't be surprised one day if you see a lot of them open. And they weren't opened by no machine. Mm-hmm. I said, they were opened by God's word. And of course, I really don't look at them when I say that. But no matter how they look, it's the word of God and it's true. What's the Bible say? Let God's word be true, all men a liar. A lot of people think we're going to have to go to the other side to see our families. I'm not sure what God's plan is on that. We might see them here. Oh, yeah.
God. You cannot put God in a box. He will stay there. No matter how bright, no matter how big, no matter how unbelievable your concept of God is, it doesn't even match the smallest infinitesimal part of his greatness and the things that he has prepared for those who love him.
Kathy, I feel like the Lord wants me to tell you the thing on, you say March the 7th? We have all, every one of us have a time, we don't know the date, that God's going to set us aside just so we can have a little bit better focus on his importance. We find out deep within us who sustains us. But we find a greater purpose when he sets us aside to bring him honor and glory. And like my mom says, let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall. And it might feel like we're going down, but in his hand nothing shall pluck you out of his hands. And I've been saying that about everybody in here when I think about you and pray for you. In his hand is his plan. And when we are no more, we will still be in that hand. I can't be sad about that. And I don't think anyone should. God's so awesome. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't think he's anything less than that.
Sometimes all that God is speaking to you and what you're going through, you know, in that song, through it all, we learn to trust in Jesus, we learn to trust in God. And I know in what's happening with you, buddy, with and plus I've had surgery too, there's such lessons that we're being given and taught that we're learning. And the end result is him greater in us and through us from what's going on.
Thank you.
And I know that you'll
trust.
I just look at you, I just thank God, you know. No, I just thank God. Thank God and praise God. Oh, Father.
So many times in my life, I thought I had it. You know what I mean? I thought I had it when I was young. The thought of death never even, you know, entered my mind. And it was easy to be blasé about that thing. And then right before I had this, the beginning of this seemingly unending, you know, eternal trial. I was sitting quietly and had a lot of peace. Oh, such great peace. In the confidence in who I was, that, oh, you know, I'm not afraid of death. I am so full of peace. I have such a confidence. I have this, but it wasn't based in a reality of the fact that there is, in fact, no such thing as death in Christ. And these things, some of these things have changed. It's almost like saying, hey, we're all going, you know, like death is a bus, and they go stop at the old folks' home, and they say, hey, we got a bus going to heaven. And everybody, you know, nobody gets up and starts moving. They say, doesn't anybody want to go? He's, yeah, but not today. You know, that's the way I was feeling. It was a little bit, you know, immature. But I think that I've been forced to look at it, you know, the truth in my flesh and what it, that experience means to me. And there were, and dig down deep, there was some fear in there, you know? And so, I'm not, you know, we're not, I don't think we're ready to have those conversations, but there is lots and lots of growth going on, not only in me, in the body of Christ, yes, continually,
yes,
or continuously, whichever one of those words is the correct one. Go ahead.
You know, I don't think a whole lot about tomorrow, because I will waste this day if I do. Mm-hmm. And no offense to those aren't the those that choose not to be with us or not come in or whatever. I thank God for the body that He put us in that maintained. Because I think our eyes get focused on something else instead of the body that we're in. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we're two or more gathered in His name. That's a crowd. Mm-hmm. Because it's just enough. If it wasn't a small amount, God wouldn't have said that. Mm-hmm. So, do you think He's surprised by how many people come here? I don't think He's shocked at all.
No.
Because He led to the intent of the heart. And I'm not really talking about this heart. Our motives, our thoughts, things that He breaks us to be humble. He knows where to touch the very, and I'm not making fun of this, the very hair on our head. And He does it very well and very gentle. I see the soft touch of the Holy Spirit among us. And, you know, God's Holy Spirit is always to restore, never to destroy. And I think this body actually realizes that. So, you know, I'm glad for today.
It's almost, it's actually about 5 till, so that's a little bit slow. So, Brenda, would you close?
Yes. Father, we so thank You. We are so grateful for what is going on in each of our lives, our brothers and sisters, and what You're doing in the body, Lord, because You are desiring to see Christ even greater in our lives, and You are doing that work, and we thank You, we thank You, we thank You, and we give You praise, oh God. Be glorified, oh God, and as we go to the next service, may You be glorified, oh God,
yes,
put all things in Your hands, and thank You for the time we together just now, Lord, and seeing You, for we ask it all in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.